Welcome back, children of the revolution, to What You're Not Listening To here on aceofspadespdx.com. And this is the audio educational and anthology series. And I'm Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., your host, show producer, webmaster, audio engineer, researcher, video promo producer, and writer. Yes, because no one else is crazy enough to do this with me. DIY. Hey, do it yourself. And today, oh my God, I can't even say the word dedication without thinking about this man. Today, we are looking at Art LeBeau, the original oldie but goodie. Happy 95th birthday to a man who not only is a Guinness World Record holder for broadcasting, he literally saved an entire era of music by people of color from being whitewashed and became an icon of Southern California Hispanic culture. There are a great many people who have written about music history, specifically the original rock and roll era, and tell you that it began with Elvis. After the former truck driver from Tupelo went into the army in 1958, rock and roll was considered dead and really didn't gain any serious cash until the arrival of the Beatles in the United States in 1964. These same people, many of them cisgender straight white men, will also tell you there were no rock and roll bands prior to the Beatles either. Sadly, even a cursory glance at the influences of these truly iconic artists bear witness to the truth. Both acts have repeatedly stated just how important early rock and roll acts were to their mega careers. I have always known better, and as the years have gone by, a small but vocal group of historians attempt to teach about rock and roll's black origins, only to be dismissed because these artists weren't rock and roll enough in their worldview. I have always stated how fortunate I believe I am to have been born in Los Angeles in 1968, with all of my formative years there spent through 1986. Mind you, we were incredibly poor, my parents were in and out of jail, we were sometimes homeless, and lived in some of the roughest but most ethnically diverse neighborhoods in the county, especially Wilmington, the harbor area, and the City of Angels. These places were alternately called the ghetto or barrio by white, middle-class, and upper-class snobs, places that weren't redlined by the racist white establishment. It was simply home to us. I was exposed to cultures many would not even know existed because they weren't the stereotypical LA lifestyles represented, so in a sense, it was almost like a secret. This is reflected in broadcast media of the area, especially on the airwaves. We didn't have a television often, just like many economically disadvantaged people, but everyone had a radio. And we had something incredibly special. We had Art LeBeau. Rarely mentioned in the same breath as other legendary DJs like Alan Freda Murray the K, LeBeau has been broadcasting for, get this, 77 years, and holds a world record unlikely to be beaten anytime soon for this achievement. LeBeau, of Armenian descent, was born Arthan Egonian in Salt Lake City, Utah, and moved to Los Angeles in the 1940s. He attended college there and received a degree in radio broadcasting. He joined the Navy during the Second World War and worked as a radio telegraph operator, broadcasting to ships at sea. During this time, he also took a job at KSAN, playing jazz, swing, and big band music on the legendary San Francisco radio station, where he would take requests from listeners, reading them live on air, a tradition he continues to this day. He moved back to LA, continuing to work as a DJ. And then rock and roll happened. He was the very first DJ to play this new type of teen-centric music on the West Coast, as many would not broadcast it, because it was almost completely black artists on independent labels. These teenagers, who now make up the baby boomer generation, caught onto the new music in a very big way, much to the dismay of their parents. If you think that the way the local townsfolk and the film Footloose in 1984 were ridiculous for not allowing dance music in their town, it was literally 100 times worse all over the country, due in no small part to racism. This included so-called laid-back, liberal Los Angeles. LeBeau attempted to get a permit to hold a local weekly dance for the kids. The Los Angeles Board of Education banned all rock and roll dances in the city limits during the mid to late 1950s. I can't even make this up. Undaunted, he went to the suburb of El Monte, hosting not only the county's first ever rock and roll dances and live concerts, they were also the first in the city to be integrated, with black, white, and Hispanic attendees. When the initial wave of rock and roll waned in the public interest, so did the careers of many of its purveyors and its dominance on pop radio. Believing that people still wanted to hear this music, he formed his own record company, Original Sound, to release a first-of-its-kind compilation of these tracks. Many of the artists were people of color, on independent labels, and ignored by pretty much everyone else in the industry. The resulting album, Oldies But Goodies, a term LeBeau himself coined, was released in 1959. Against all odds, the album climbed to number 12 nationally, spent 3.5 years on the Billboard LP charts, and spawned literally, and I mean literally, at least 1,000 imitators. As time went on, LeBeau mixed newer hits with oldies, something he still again does to this day. His legendary time at 1110 AM KRLA also connected him to the Chicana culture in Los Angeles, who were people of Mexican descent that also at the time called themselves Pachuco or Pachuca or Cholo Chola, who also made up the lowrider car culture, with Hispanic, Latino, or Latinx being the modern variation names of this group. When KRLA went all oldies in the mid-1980s, the station's most diehard supporters were this demographic, and his nightly dedication show, where listeners would call in, were often filled with messages not only to and for Hispanic listeners. He also encouraged those with family members who were incarcerated to send messages to their loved ones, as I once did. This is still a tradition also continued to this day. And just recently, there was a fantastic article in the Associated Press where a teenage caller called the request line and says, "Hello, I want to dedicate this to my dad who's in Lancaster, which is a prison in Southern California, and I miss him tonight." My God. Something else he also continues to this day, staging annual concerts that feature many of the great artists of the original rock and roll era and beyond, often drawing massive crowds numbering 10,000 or more. LeBeau will turn 95 this week on August 7th and broadcast the Art LeBeau Connection throughout Southern California and the Southwest on Sunday evenings. Maybe you've never heard of him, but believe me, without him, a major part of music history would have been forgotten forever. And just letting everyone know now that all of the artists in this survey this week will be either Black or Hispanic. Now, there were some absolutely great tracks from this time that weren't Elvis, that were by white artists that will be filling in for a show, a tribute to my mother. She passed away last November, just before Thanksgiving. We're going to be doing a Blue-Eyed Soul show then. And songs like Little Star by The Elegants, which is just, what a dreamy classic that is. But this artist, our first one, was born in 1932 in New Orleans, Louisiana, and he's French Creole. And the original label stated that the backing group is called the Champs. Now, that is not correct. The group is actually called the Chimes. There was another group called the Champs who recorded the number one smash instrumental Tequila, yes, in 58. What a Stone Cold classic that is. And the Chimes were Charles Jackson, David Cobb, Pookie Wooten, and John Tauber. This was on the Specialty Records label owned by Art Roop, who just turned 100. And according to his biography, thanks to the Doo-Wop Society of Southern California, they absolutely get a shout out here for maintaining this site and these pages and these fantastic biographies of these what would be long forgotten artists. Because of the popularity of this song in Southern California, possibly due in no small part to our dedication to Mr. Art LeBeau here, he has been able to maintain a career. And unlike so many people and artists who absolutely despise going on these oldies tours just to make money, he absolutely treasures them immensely. Yes, calling them some of the best experiences of his life. This is Tony Allen with Night Owl. And for all you lowriders out there, all the songs in the survey will be cruising music. So I hope you're playing it loud. And we'll see you in about 30 minutes. Woo! It's all over. Night Owl.
Wow, 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 wow,
Ooh. how do you stand?
And when he holds me, gosh, I
And welcome back, children of the revolution. I'm still Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Bro Jr., your host here on what you're listening to here on Ace of Spades, PDX.com, the Audio Educational and Anthology Series, our dedication to Art LeBeau. Happy 95th birthday. Let's recap what we've heard in the first part of our program, shall we, before we kick into the amazing second part. Kicked it all off from 1955, Tony Allen with Night Owl. God, that song has been stuck in my head for days now. Following that was Happy, Happy Birthday, Baby from 1957 by the Toon Weavers. Hailing from Woburn, Massachusetts, just about 10 miles north of Boston, this song, the group's only hit, was written by members Margo Sylvia and Gilbert Lopez. One of the saddest songs ever to be recorded about a birthday, it was inspired by the real-life story of Margo's breakup with Don Clements of the doo-wop group The Sophomores. Following that, what else could that have been? The Moonglows from 1954, Sincerely. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, this was the group's biggest hit, making the top 20 of the pop chart and number one on the R&B chart. Lead vocals were by Bobby Lesser, who preferred the ballads, and Harvey Fuqua, who preferred the more up-tempo numbers. Fuqua would have a long career as an A&R man at Motown and Fantasy Records. Following that, Oh How It Hurts from 1967, Barbara Mason. The second biggest hit for Mason, following her classic Yes, I'm Ready, she has had a long career in the industry and still performs to this day. A Philadelphia native, her last major charted hit was From His Woman to You, an answer record to Shirley Brown's Woman to Woman in 1974. Following that, 1958, Little Anthony the Imperials, Tears on My Pillow. Another Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, the Imperials still perform live to this day. Originally called the Chesters, lead singer Jerome Anthony Gourdin fashioned his voice after one of the great unsung talents in jazz, Jimmy Scott. Though known for their ballads, the group also charted many up-tempo rock hits, including Shimmy Shimmy Coco Bop. Following that, from 1956, Eddie My Love, the Teen Queens. A fantastic act with harmony that could only come from family, this duo was comprised of sisters Betty and Rosie Collins. This was their debut single, and even though their follow-up sides were all of very high quality, they were never able to duplicate the success of this beauty. After that, 1958, Richie Valens with Donna. Considered the first great Hispanic rock and roller in history, Valens, born in the Los Angeles suburb of Pacoima, was on an immediate hot streak with this double-sided smash hit single, La Bamba as the B-side and this classic slow jam as the A-side. Both tracks were taken from Valens' self-titled debut on Delphi. After that, 1961, Shep and the Limelight's Daddy's Home. A vocal trio comprised of James Shep Shepherd, Clarence Bassett, and Charles Baskerville, this classic was co-written by Shepherd. It was, in essence, the first rock and roll song cycle, beginning with 1,000 Miles Away and 500 Miles to Go, both by the Heartbeats, of which Shepherd was also a member. After that, Gee, What a Guy, 1963, Yvonne Carroll and the Roulettes. Owning a copy of this original 45 might bring you in a small fortune. It is one of the most sought-after sides in Northern Soul, a British fan-based movement comprised of record collectors of American R&B and soul recordings. They were a four-piece girl group that were sadly swept away by the British invasion of 1964. This song was co-written by Dionne Warwick, one of the greatest pop singers of the 1960s, and Van McCoy, the man who would score a number one smash in 1975 with The Hustle. All right. And we're going to be kicking off the second part of our program here. Before we do anything else, I got to say this. To Mr. Art LeBeau and to all our old school KRLA fans, if a lot of this sounds like when I'm talking about these shows and these little biographies, a lot like Johnny Hayes, is because, well, that was a huge influence on this program. His program used to come on just before Art LeBeau's, yes. So shout out to Johnny Hayes. So anyway, back to business here. One of the top 100 biggest hits of the year 1959 on the Billboard Pop Singles Chart, this was our next act's debut single, written by one of the architects of rock and roll, Johnny Otis. The group were only able to chart one other single, the top 20 R&B hit Broken Heart in 1962. It has been covered numerous times, including a charted version by Ike and Tina Turner, which is stone gone fantastic. From 1959, this is the Fiestas with So Fine, and we'll see you just before the grand finale.
So fine, so fine, so fine, yeah.
was too blind to see you letting me go. Now that you've set me free, it's gonna take a miracle. Ooh, yes, it's gonna take a miracle.
I do love you. Just a toy, just
If you should lose me, oh yeah, you lose a good thing. This is my last time, not asking anymore. If you don't do right, I'm gonna march out of that door. And if you don't believe, and you lose a good thing. Just try, Daddy, and you lose a good thing. Just try, Daddy, and you lose.
One thing I'd like to know, Is your love still warm for me? Or has it grown cold? If you should awake in the still of night, please have no fears, for I'll be there. You know I care. Please give your love to me, dear, only. Good night, my love. Pleasant dreams. Sleep tight, my love. May tomorrow be sunny and bright and bring you closer to me. If you should awake in the still of night, please have no fears. Please give your love to me, dear, only. Good night, my love. Pleasant dreams and sleep tight, my love. May tomorrow be sunny and bright and bring you closer to me. Good night.
And welcome back, Children of the Revolution, as we come to the home stretch here on our dedication to the one and only original oldie but goodie himself, Art LeBeau. Happy 95th birthday on August 7th. Yes, sir. I'm Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., whether you like it or not, here on What You're Not Listening To's Audio Educational and Anthology Series. Yes, on aceofspadespdx.com. Now, let's recap what we just heard here in the second part of our show before we get into the grand finale. And my God, this couldn't be any more apropos, as the French say. Kicked it all off with So Fine by the Fiestas from 1959. Following that, from 1965, The Royalettes, It's Gonna Take a Miracle. A million-selling single originally turned down by Little Anthony and the Imperials, this was the Royalettes' debut single and their only pop top 40 hit. This four-piece girl group hailed from Baltimore, Maryland. It received a second and third life in covers, one by Laura Nero and the first top 10 pop hit for Denise Williams in 1982. Following that, from 1965, I Do Love You, Billy Stewart. William Larry Stewart II could have gone on to megastardom. He scored three Stone Cold classics in the mid-1960s, which included this track, Sitting in the Park, and one of the most radical reworkings of Summertime from Porgy and Bess, the latter being a favorite of Bob Dylan. Stewart died in 1970 in a car crash. Following that, what else could that have been? 1960, Rosie and the Originals, Angel Baby. One of the greatest, if not the greatest, lowrider classic of all time. This track was cut in 1960 in San Marcos, California, a San Diego farming community. It was cut on a two-track recorder, meaning that this number one pop hit, the group's only charting single, was created using technology far inferior to that of your cell phone. John Lennon of the Beatles cited it as one of his all-time favorites, even recording a cover of it, and Led Zeppelin cited the group on the liner notes of their mega-selling number one LP, Houses of the Holy, in 1973. It also marks two firsts, the first number one single of the rock era to be sung by a Hispanic female, and the first number one single to be written by a Hispanic female, both achievements by lead singer Rosie Mendez Hamlin. Yes, she passed away about 3 years ago, and my God, you are missed. Following that, from 1966, James and Bobby Purify, I'm Your Puppet. Cousins James Purify and Robert Dickey formed in Florida in 1965. Though this was their only Billboard pop hit, they would continue to score hits on the R&B chart, including a great cover of Shake a Tail Feather. Interestingly, the song was co-written by a white man from Alabama, Spooner Oldham, who was also a session musician at Fame Studios. After that, the Chantels from 1957, maybe. One of the earliest doo-wop R&B girl groups, these four women met all while attending high school in the Bronx. Unlike many black acts of the era, their background wasn't in gospel, but in classical music. Arlene Smith sings the powerhouse lead vocal. It is listed in Billboard Magazine's Top 100 Greatest Girl Group Songs at All Time at number 60. And after that, oh my God, this song. 1962, You'll Lose a Good Thing by Barbara Lynn. Truly a rarity then or now, Barbara Lynn Ozen not only sings on this track, she plays the guitar on it and wrote it. Hailing from Beaumont, Texas, Ms. Lynn may not be a household name, but she's considered an artist's artist. Her songs have been covered numerous times, including by country rocker Freddie Fender, classic rocker Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin, and even the Queen of Soul herself, Aretha Franklin. Enough said. After that, the Dells from 1956. Oh, what a night. A group that had a 50-year recording and performing career, the Mighty Dells from Chicago, Illinois, scored an important early hit with this track, which peaked at number 4 on the R&B chart. However, a longer version of the song, re-recorded in 1969, gave them a number 1 R&B hit and propelled the group to the top 10 for the first time in the Billboard pop chart that year. And the song we just heard from 1959, Jesse Belvin, Good Night, My Love. Another artist who could have been a megastar, Belvin was not only a singer, but a prolific songwriter as well in his short career. After serving in the Army, his composition, Earth Angel by the Penguins, became the first top 10 single on an independent label. This dreamy classic, cut shortly before his death in a car crash at the age of 27, was his highest charted solo single. Oh yes, these are some fantastic memories, aren't they? And hopefully we are still keeping this amazing and critical part of rock and roll history alive. And shout it from the rooftops, baby. These are the oldies but the goodies. Not much more I could say. I've said enough because I rabbit on about some crazy things at times. But this one deserves a little bit of time. It doesn't get more Los Angeles than our last track. This group formed at Fremont High School in L.A. Their debut single, Earth Angel, is considered one of the 500 greatest songs of all time by Rolling Stone magazine. This track, a Southern California regional hit, details, in the form of a meta-song, the good times, songs, and artists of Art LeBeau shows at El Monte. It was written by Ray Collins and Frank Zappa, who would go on to become members in one of the earliest and greatest alternative music acts ever in history, the Los Angeles-based Mothers of Invention. It also happened to be released on a locally owned label, Original Sound, again, founded by Art LeBeau. If you have questions, feedback, comments, dedications, love letters, and requests are always welcome. Please drop me a line at daddybenbear, one word, daddybenbear@gmail.com. Love to you all. Our next two shows in the middle of August are archival programs that many of you never heard because I've never put them on Apple or Google Podcasts, and they will be featuring jazz fusion artists from 69 through 76 for my shows for that I produced for International Jazz Day in 2016. Love to you all and happy birthday, Mr. Art LeBeau. From 1963, The Penguins featuring Cleve Duncan, Memories of El Monte.
Ooh, I'm all alone. Those dances again.
nowhere to find you. And all my old friends, the Shields would sing,
you cheated, you lied.
And the heartbeats,
you're a thousand miles away.
And the medallions with the letter end,
sweet words of his mortality.
Marvin and Johnny with, Tony Allen with
Night Out.
And I, Cleve Duncan, along with the Penguins, will sing Earth Angel, Earth Angel, will you be mine at El Monte? If I could go back to those days of the past, I'd show you a love that would last. Oh, I remember those wonderful dances in El Monte.